Master Shani, chapter 2, Mishnah 8. Apoirat selami Master Shani. If one has copper coins, which he redeemed his Master Shani produce, and now what he wants to do is he wants to change these copper coins for a silver seller. Right? He wants to go from copper onto silver. Why? Because he's outside of Jerusalem and he's going to have a long journey to go, and it's lighter to carry the silver than the copper. So, Beishama Omrim, Kola Selamas. What he can do is he can change them all for silver. So he can go up to Jerusalem with silver seller coins. That he can do. Beishilal Omrim, no. Beishilal not happy with that. They say Shekel Kesev, Beishekel Mas. He can only do half and half, basically. Why? Because when he gets up to Jerusalem, if everybody arrives with silver coins, there's going to be a problem. There's not going to be enough copper coins over there. And what's it going to result in is that the money changers over there are going to push up the price of changing the silver coins to the copper because there's going to be a shortage. So it will come out that you're reducing the Master Shani that's there because you're paying for the exchange. And that's a problem, says say Beis Hillel. So you wouldn't be able to do that. You'd have to basically go with half and half. Slight change of topic. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Mechalin Kesev Uparis Ala Kesev. One may not redeem silver and produce with silver, meaning that if you've got half a silver dinar of Master Shani, so you've got a silver coin, half of it is Master Shani, the other half is normal, and you've got some produce, which is Master Shani. So what do you want to do? You want to combine the half a silver coin and the produce onto one coin. You want to do that. So Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to do that. He forbids that. You're not allowed to combine half a silver coin and produce. The chachomim matirin, but the sages permit it. Sages say that you would be able to do that. They would allow that. What they would not allow you to do is if you've got one dinar coin, a full coin, silver coin, right? And you've got produce. You're not allowed to combine that onto a larger silver coin. So let's say you've got three dinars of Master Shani and you've got some produce. So you can't combine the three dinars and the produce into a seller. Four dinars equals one seller. So you can't do that. Even the sages would agree you can't do that. And he brings over here that the halacha follows the sages.